Do you see how he again presents that surpassing glory, like that of Moses, shining even brighter to those who desired to see it? Just as it shone on Moses' face, it has also shone in your hearts, he says. Firstly, he reminds them of the creation's beginning, of physical light and darkness, indicating that this creation is greater. Where did he command light to shine out of darkness? At the start, as a prelude to creation. For he said, "Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." However, he didn't say, "Let it be," but became light for us. For he didn't say, "Has also now commanded," but "Has himself shone." Therefore, we do not see physical things with this light's illumination, but God himself through Christ. Do you see the unchanging nature of the Trinity? For of the Spirit, he says, "But we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." 2 Cor 3.18. And of the Son, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. 2 Cor 4.4, V4. And of the Father, he who called light out of darkness has shone in your hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. For when he said, "Of the gospel of the glory of Christ," he added, "who is the image of God," indicating that they were also deprived of his glory. So, after saying, "the knowledge of God," he added, "in the face of Christ," to show that it is through him we know the Father, just as through the Spirit we are brought to him.